Coach, you didn't really have all your regular guys together very much in preseason. None of the games, I think, and probably only a couple of the practices.
Yep.
Any concerns about that, or another veteran?
No, those guys, you know, the people you're talking about, Roddy, Tony, Julio, those guys will – they're veteran players, especially Roddy and Tony, who missed the most time. They'll be fine.
What do you know about the player you just added to the roster, Trouble?
I don't know too much about him. I mean, that's they handle that upstairs.
Have you watched him on film?
I have not.
How do you integrate a player like that at, you know, this kind of late date, just 3 days of practice?
I mean, it's again that he's a veteran player. He's a veteran player. I think he's got 84 starts in the NFL. I can't talk per se about him because I don't know him, but you know, other guys we've had like that in the past when they've started 84 games. I mean, I think he went 3 straight years without missing a start, you know, for line play. It's similar enough that they'll get up to speed. But for right now, I mean, you know, let's make it clear, Lamar Holmes is our right tackle. And, you know, we're doing everything we can to go full speed ahead towards New Orleans with Lamar as our right tackle. And that's how it'll be on Sunday.
In the preseason, when you have no real game plan, a limited playbook, how do you evaluate your offense?
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I do know what you mean, unfortunately. I always think of it as in the preseason, you're evaluating players. You're not really evaluating scheme. So the preseason is, again, to evaluate players, to give younger guys a chance to play and get on film, not only for our evaluation, but for, you know, as the league shakes out. But, you know, there's things that we have as goals in the regular season, things it takes to win, like score touchdowns in the red zone that we didn't do well at all in preseason. We point those things out to the team saying, hey, we got to, you know, turnovers, explosive plays, third down conversions, red zone touchdown percentage. Those are all things that are paramount to winning games in the NFL. We pointed out to them whether we did it or didn't do it in preseason. But again, when you're only playing your top guys a certain percentage of the time, you can't get overly upset if you don't reach all your goals like you would expect to in the season.
We had a couple of rookie free agent linebackers that made it, Martu being one of them. Is his big standout skill just his coverage ability?
No, I just think as a football player, he's good. He's actually done a good job in coverage, but there's a lot of new things for him from in comparison to what he did in college. In the college, he played some linebacker, but he also had his hand in the dirt often because they had some. If I'm not mistaken, someone had told me, you know, they lost one of their guys and he had to go become a defensive end and did a lot of different things. But so I'm sure he's doing some things now that he had never done before. His athletic ability certainly helps him. I look for him to continue to get better and better because he's very raw, but he does have some football instincts and playing ability that we're kind of pleased with.
I guess you guys expect Steven Nicholas to be healthy for this game, but and if he is that a tough call between him and Bartu as to maybe who gets that role in certain situations?
You know, as unfortunately for Nick, you know, he hasn't played much. He's been hurt for most of the time. He was hurt in the OTAs. He was nursing some injuries, and so he hadn't come back. So as far as who plays, a lot of it has to do with how, you know, Nick has played a lot of football. So it would really be a case of trying to see how, you know, how well he is as far as injuries go more than anything else. Because I don't know that Bartu and those guys have caught up necessarily with this experience. But at the same time, again, if a guy's not well, that really overrides all the experience.
From your with Tony coming back, from your perspective as a defensive coordinator,
Tony
Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
From your perspective as a defensive coordinator, is he one of the guys who's kind of changed that position just because of his size, his athleticism, and his skills?
I don't know that he's changed it because he's been doing it for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the added guys that are similar to Tony have changed the game, because if it's just once in a while you face the guy, it doesn't change the game.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a lot of guys that come in that are similar to Tony, then that changes the game, if that makes sense. So Tony's style, yes, has, you know, you could say has changed the game when he came, but it's having the numbers that really changes it, because if you don't have to plan for a lot of guys, it's not near as much a problem.
Mm-hmm. With Sean Payton back on the sidelines for them, what maybe do you expect differently you know, in these two games with New Orleans from last year?
Well, you have to kind of expect the unexpected, only because, you know, Peyton's a very good coach. He's a game plan coach, meaning each week you don't get the same thing. You get something that's specific to that opponent. And that's, you know, a credit to not only him, but the players that they handle that, and they do a very good job of it. You know, we all know Drew Brees is an outstanding quarterback, and as Matt Ryan is for us, they both can handle, you know, whatever it is you want to do in the game plan. So, you know, Brees gives Peyton the opportunity to, you know, come up with as many creative things he can, but he does an outstanding job. He does really well. They use a lot of personnel groups. They always have, and that creates problems for people, especially when the personnel groups entail good players. You know, if you just change up your people, but you're, you know, you just got a bunch of Mike Nolans running around, you got a problem. But if they look like Sproles and Graham and Colston and the like and all those running backs, then that's a problem.
Well,
what's happening?
I guess you had to play the last couple games without your usual place kicker.
Yeah.
So, you know, Coach Smith tells us he's on track to play, but do you have any contingency plans?
Oh, yeah, we're always working plans. You know, we're always we're 3 to 4 deep there. You wouldn't know it, but we've got some guys that can do some things. Now, we may have to jerry rig a few things, but you know, obviously Matt Bosher did all three in college, so he's always ready. So it gave us a chance to get some good work in with him kicking, with Ryan holding, with actually Bryant holding. You know, you could end up in that scenario.
Who's the second one?
Matt Bryant.
Who'd you say before that?
Matt Ryan.
Okay. Is that risky at all, having the starting quarterback?
If it's to win the game, you know, I haven't seen many holders get blown up, you know.
Just getting their hand kicked
or
whatever.
Now, which your point is, the guy comes through, lays out, and then lays out into the into the holder.
Yeah.
And you'll see that, but it's on occasion, you know. So, if you know, but those are all emergency plans. You know, you've seen Bierman. You've seen our Bierman plan. So we've got that squared away in terms of kickoffs and all that type of stuff. So it was good to go through all of that and just exercise it a little bit. You know, we always talk about it and usually work it for a day or two in camp, and it's giving us a little more extra work on it. So
you had a couple of rookie linebackers make the team, Warlo and Bartu. Those are both guys you're going to have to use. I think Bartu told me he played a lot in college, at Warlo not so much. Part of your plan is getting those guys up to speed.
Yeah, you know, just try to educate them as fast as you can, you know. You know, nothing helps like experience. So we'll learn on the road, on the run, and you know, we'll get it all squared away and get it taken care of. So we've been young before, and you know, it's good to be young when they can run. They can hit, and it'll be good to see them develop.
This way of life for your job,
yes.
Right? I mean,
yes, no question.
Heavy turnover, always.
Always, big time. Yeah. You know, so you're always teaching. You know, we're always going to be out after practice. We're always going to constantly teach some things and you know, try to stay ahead of the curve. This is what's coming next. You know, you're always trying to help them out. Hey, this happened last week, so this is what's coming next. You know, so you're trying to stay ahead for them. You can see the punch coming. Sometimes they don't see the punch coming. You can see it. So you can kind of help them out, you know, in terms of when they're getting set up.
And it, you know, it looks like a different role for Croy this year on defense. He's been one of your better cover guys.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan? Is, you know, you're going to use them less on cover teams? You want to try to use them as much as you can?
You know, we'll see. You know, he's a good player. You know, he's a good player. He brings he's our thumper. You know, and when he plays, he can make some impact. No question about it. So, it'll probably be a game time decision. So we'll see what happens with him. You know, but. He's in all of our meetings. He participates, obviously, on all of our units and everything. So he's a good football player, and it's good to have him around. He's one of those leaders. He doesn't talk, you know, because all you have to do is watch him.
How confident do you feel about Bryant being able to kick on Sunday?
Oh, I have all the confidence in the world that he'll be ready.
All right. Thanks, guys.